Now, USA Today was talking about Leo Varadkar and says he's just 38, he's gay, he's the son of an Indian immigrant, and he's a sign of how much the Republic of Ireland has changed in recent decades from a conservative nation dominated by the Catholic Church into a multicultural society. He's due to be announced as Taoiseach later on today. But other countries seem to be making a larger fuss, I suppose, than Irish people, about the fact that our next leader is gay. And should we be celebrating more than we currently are? Brian Flanagan is editor of Gay Community News. And he's on the phone. How are you, Brian?
Hi, it's Brian Finnegan. How are you doing?
Finnegan, sorry, Brian.
You're grand.
So, are we making enough of a fuss about this? Is it a bigger deal than we're letting on?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is that it's great that there wasn't a big fuss made about it at the beginning, like when he was campaigning for the leadership, because it suggests that people in Ireland don't really care what his sexuality is, as long as he does a good job, or does, you know, the right job.
And do you think Simon Coveney felt the same way?
I don't know if Simon Coveney, like, I don't think that politics kind of work on the partner thing here, yeah. Anyway. So, like, it wasn't like they're trotting their partners out like the way, you know, the way Mrs. Trump would be trotting
out. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't happen that way in Ireland. We don't do that kind of politics of dynasty, but we do politics of I suppose, policies and local politics as well, you know, who we know and who's fixed up the pothole at the end of the garden kind of thing. But I suppose the good thing was more about the media, that the media didn't really make any big deal of him being gay in the lead up to the leadership election. So it was more really about the politics than what the personal life is, and that's the way it absolutely should be, because your sexuality does not determine the way you're going to do your job.
Absolutely not. No,
you'd have to imagine that things would have been very different if the battle had taken place in somewhere like the States.
Oh, of course. But I mean, the battle, of course, would have been hugely different. I mean, they play that political game in America in a way like a reality TV show, you know, where you're watching for scandal, you're watching for revelations of personal life, you're watching to see who's wearing what. You know, it's a big circus over there. Here, it's not so much of a circus. I mean, all politics has a circus quality to it, but it's not as intense over here.
Well, within the LGBT community, that is it a big deal within your community?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a big deal. Of course, I mean, to have you know, an out gay Taoiseach leader of our country is a big deal. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have imagined it, and it's a big deal for you know, if you're a kid being bullied in school on Monday or tomorrow, and somebody calls you gay, you can turn around and say, well, the Taoiseach's gay. You know, that's a big deal. That changes the way society thinks, even though people, you know, it wasn't really part of the discussion before before he got voted into the leadership. It's part of the discussion now. We're having the discussion here, and that means that things are changing and do change for young people in particular, because that's where the change really needs to happen, mostly is with young people, so that the younger and younger people, as they go through life, they grow up fully understanding that they're fully accepted and they're not bullied for who they are. So that's a really good thing.
Yeah, do you think there's any kind of parallel to be drawn with Obama being elected eight, 9 years ago, whatever it was, and what that meant for the African-American community?
I would be loath to say to draw any parallel between that, because, I mean, I suppose we're not... Like, I mean, Obama being elected in America was a black president being elected in a deeply divided and deeply racist country. Yeah. And that was a major moment, and it played out in its own way, which has led to Trump, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, in Ireland, we're not a deeply, deeply anything country in terms of hatred. You know, of course, there's, you know, divisions in society. Of course, there's people who are marginalized. Of course, there are, you know, people who are you know, are struggling. But it's not the way we live, Irish people. We don't go out with burning crosses, and there's a kind of element of society it doesn't seem to be part of the Irish culture.
Yeah, there's a text in saying, lads, we voted the equality referendum for a reason. It means equality across the board. If Enda Kenny's sexuality wasn't a big deal, why should Leo's be?
Absolutely, and I suppose that's and that person's absolutely right, and the truth of it is, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, that's the good news story from it, is that it wasn't a big deal. In the lead up to that vote, his sexuality barely came into the Irish media. And it was in the world media, and of course it's in the world media because they're not interested in the petty politics or the policies of a small country on the edge of Europe, unless it's going to really affect global politics or global economics. So they're interested in the top line story, and the top line story is that he's the son of an Indian immigrant who's 38 and is gay, and that's a pretty major story to come from Ireland, which is still seen on some level as a kind of an all white, all Catholic conservative country.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, despite being gay, his platform is still very conservative. Do you think he will have any real impact for LGBT issues, at the end of the day?
Well, that remains to be seen, and there is division. Una Mullally, when she was writing about it in the Irish Times, said it was a strange victory for the LGBT community, and it is a strange victory in that it's a victory, it's a great thing that the leader of our country is an openly out and proud gay man, and nobody has any qualms about it. However, his social policies are on the side of the right wing, and that is not, and the gay community is a very, very liberal community and has very liberal politics and is a very political community. So it's a strange victory. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how the LGBT strategy and the government, program for government plays out. That's been implemented at the moment with the LGBT youth strategy. And Catherine Zapponi, who is a lesbian member of our cabinet, and that needs to be recognised too, that, she was elected into her office by the public and they elected her based on the job that they thought she could do and can do. So, we're in pretty good shape in those terms. There is an LGBT policy in the government, in the programme for government, our strategy. But in terms of Leo's own politics and his own social politics, it remains to be seen what happens. But there's division.
Yeah, well, it's fitting anyway that it is occurring during Pride Month. And you're relaunching the new magazine today?
We are, also during Pride Month. We're relaunching on Friday in Panty Bar. The magazine is actually nearly 30 years old. It's been published every month since 1988, but we've given it a complete revamp, and it's beautiful, if I may so myself.
I'm sure it is.
And we have a brand new website that reflects the magazine design as well.
Just give everyone the website there so they can check it out.
The website is gcn.ie, and it goes live on Friday at 6.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and thanks for talking to us, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Finnegan there, editor of Gay Community News, chatting to us about our Leo. It's going to be crowned Taoiseach later on today. All going well.